Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Four Buckets, A Behavior-Proof Approach to Reliable Retirement Income by Ethan Lohr, is a retirement planning book aimed at retirees, near retirees, and financial advisors who need a practical method for turning accumulated savings into usable income. Lohr, a CFP professional, presents retirement not only as a mathematical problem of returns, withdrawals, and asset allocation, but also as a behavioral challenge. The central premise is that many retirement plans fail or become stressful because people react emotionally to market volatility, tax concerns, product confusion, or the unfamiliar experience of spending down savings. The book introduces the Four Buckets Retirement Income Strategy as a framework for separating retirement assets by purpose, time horizon, and reliability. Its purpose is to make income planning more understandable, more resilient, and easier to follow during uncertain markets. Rather than offering a purely investment-centered model, it combines income design, behavioral finance, tax awareness, and selective use of guaranteed income tools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bucket-based segmentation turns retirement savings into purpose-driven income. The defining idea of the book is that retirement assets become easier to manage when they are divided into functional buckets rather than treated as one undifferentiated portfolio. This matters because the retiree no longer has a paycheck from employment, so the portfolio must serve several jobs at once. Some money needs to support near-term spending. Some must remain available for unexpected needs. Some should continue growing to offset inflation, and some may be intended for family, charity, or later life goals. By assigning assets to distinct purposes, the framework reduces ambiguity around when and why money should be used. This is not merely an organizational device. It changes the decision process. When markets fall, retirees can see which parts of the plan are designed to absorb volatility and which parts are meant to provide stable income. That clarity can prevent the common mistake of selling long-term assets at a bad moment simply because all savings appear exposed. The bucket model also makes trade-offs visible. A retiree who wants more guaranteed income may accept less liquidity or upside, while someone prioritizing legacy may need a different balance. The book's practical value lies in making these trade-offs concrete. Secondly, behavior-proof planning addresses the emotional risk of spending down assets. Lohr's framework is built around the claim that the largest retirement risk is not always poor market performance, but poor behavior under pressure. Retirement reverses the financial habit developed over decades. During working years, people are rewarded for saving, investing, and watching account balances grow. In retirement, they must draw from those balances, often during periods of market uncertainty. Even financially prepared retirees may hesitate to spend, reduce their lifestyle unnecessarily, or make abrupt portfolio changes because depletion feels unsafe. And a behavior-proof plan attempts to reduce the number of emotionally charged decisions required in real time. If essential income has already been separated from growth assets, a market decline does not automatically threaten the retiree's monthly lifestyle. If liquidity has a defined role, emergencies do not require disorderly sales. The reasoning is behavioral as much as financial. People are more likely to follow a plan they understand and trust. The book therefore emphasizes structure, repeatability, and psychological spendability. Its approach recognizes that a technically optimized plan can fail if it is too complex, too abstract, or too dependent on calm reactions during stressful events. Thirdly, guaranteed income is used to protect essential expenses without dominating the plan. A major component of the book is the use of guaranteed or market-resistant income for core retirement needs. The argument is not that every retiree should replace investment portfolios with insurance products, but that essential expenses deserve a different level of reliability than discretionary or legacy-oriented goals. Social Security already functions this way for many households. It is predictable, familiar, and psychologically easier to spend than fluctuating investment assets. Lohr extends that logic to selected income tools, including annuities when appropriate. The book's treatment of annuities appears intentionally balanced. It acknowledges that these products can be complicated and have historically generated skepticism, especially among investors wary of commissions, restrictions, or overuse. At the same time, it argues that properly selected annuities can support retirement cash flow by creating a personal pension-like income stream. The important distinction is fit. Guaranteed income can reduce anxiety and protect lifestyle spending, but overcommitting assets to guarantees may reduce flexibility, liquidity, and growth potential. The four-bucket structure provides a way to evaluate annuities by role rather than by reputation, asking what problem the product solves within the overall income design. Fourthly, tax-aware withdrawals are integrated with income needs and legacy consequences. The book treats retirement taxes as part of income design rather than as a separate technical exercise. many retirees enter retirement with large balances in pre-tax accounts, such as traditional IRAs and 401k. These accounts were beneficial during accumulation because taxes were deferred, but withdrawals create taxable income later. A common instinct is to minimize withdrawals as long as possible, especially before required minimum distributions begin. Lore's framework encourages a broader view. If a retiree withdraws too little from pre-tax accounts, the tax burden may be pushed into later years or passed to heirs who could face higher tax rates under inherited account rules. Conversely, using retirement accounts deliberately may allow the retiree to fund lifestyle goals, charitable giving, Roth conversions, or reinvestment strategies at more favorable rates. The book's emphasis is income first, taxes second, meaning tax efficiency should support the retiree's life rather than override it. This is a useful corrective to planning that treats lower taxes in the current year as the main objective. The four buckets approach makes tax planning more practical by tying withdrawal choices to cash flow needs, asset location, and intended legacy outcomes. Lastly, the framework supports the shift from accumulation investing to distribution planning. One of the book's important contributions is its focus on the transition period before and during retirement. Accumulation investing is primarily about saving consistently, managing risk, and pursuing long-term growth. Distribution planning is different because withdrawals, market timing, sequence risk, taxes, healthcare costs, and emotional comfort all interact. A portfolio that worked well during the saving years may not automatically produce reliable retirement income. Lore's framework encourages retirees and near retirees to reposition assets intentionally before the paycheck stops. That may include reviewing employer plans, considering rollover options when available, examining how much income is needed for essential versus discretionary spending, and deciding which assets should remain exposed to markets. The book also gives advisors a repeatable language for explaining this shift to clients. Instead of presenting retirement as a dense set of projections, it organizes the conversation around functions, income stability, liquidity, growth, and longer-term objectives. This matters because clients often understand goals more easily than investment mechanics. The framework does not eliminate the need for individualized advice, but it provides a planning architecture that can be adapted to different households, account types, risk tolerances, and legacy preferences. In conclusion, The Four Buckets is best suited for people who are approaching retirement, newly retired, or already retired but uncertain about how to turn savings into dependable income. It is also relevant for financial advisors who want a clear client-facing framework for discussing distribution planning without reducing the conversation to investment performance alone. Readers can benefit practically by learning how to separate essential income from market-exposed growth assets, how to think about annuities without either dismissing or overusing them, and how taxes and legacy goals can influence withdrawal decisions. The intellectual benefit is its behavioral framing. Lore treats retirement income as a system that must be usable by real people under stress, not just efficient in a spreadsheet. Compared with many retirement books that focus mainly on safe withdrawal rates, portfolio allocation, or Social Security timing, this book stands out for combining behavioral finance with a segmented income structure. It is not positioned as a universal formula that replaces professional planning. Its value is in offering a practical architecture for making retirement income decisions more understandable and durable. Readers looking for precise product recommendations or exhaustive tax instructions may need additional guidance. But those seeking a coherent method for organizing retirement income decisions will find its framework distinctive. If you would like to support Ethan Lore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.